Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Reading police officer is facing criminal charges stemming from a 2018 shooting that left a 43-year-old unarmed man dead. Today, a Middlesex County grand jury indicted Officer Eric Drauschke on manslaughter charges. Legal experts say it is exceedingly rare as an outcome. WBUR's Allie Darmanin joins us now. Allie, the shooting was 2 years ago. Tell us what happened then.
Yeah, so back in 2018, Reading police responded to a domestic violence call at the apartment of Alan Greeno. And they'd actually been there the day before, too, for a similar call, and they planned to arrest Greeno when they showed up. But Greeno locked himself in his apartment and refused to leave. The DA says officers allegedly pleaded with him to come out peacefully. Then Greeno escaped through a window and went and sat in a car parked in a mechanic shop lot next door. And that's where Officer Eric Drauschke, who was alone, found Greeno. Prosecutors say Greeno wasn't trying to flee or threatening the officer. Drauschke didn't wait for backup. He ordered Greeno out of the car at gunpoint. Greeno is said to have kept his hands in his pockets and yelled at the officer, "Shoot me." And Drauschke allegedly backed up and then shot Greeno twice in the chest, killing him. No weapon was found on or near Greeno, the victim.
What reason does the officer give for firing his gun at Greeno?
So Drauschke's defense attorney, Peter Pasciuco, didn't say specifically what the officer saw or why he fired, but he said the shooting was consistent with his training and that deadly force was warranted.
Police officers have dangerous jobs and are routinely required to make split-second decisions. They should not be expected to gamble with their own safety when faced with legitimate threats.
The attorney said he looks forward to a trial and exonerating his client.
Again, the shooting happened in February of 2018, so what's been going on over the past 2.5 years?
Yeah, the Middlesex County District Attorney has been investigating, and in an unusual move, the DA requested an inquest that was held by a district court judge, and that's according to a Boston Globe report last year. And the inquest is secret, so we don't know what happened, but the DA apparently brought the case to a grand jury in Middlesex County, and that panel delivered an indictment today.
Allie, how rare is it that a police officer is charged for an on-duty shooting like this one?
Yeah, so I called up civil rights attorney Howard Friedman to ask that question. He's been representing people harmed by police and the families of those killed for more than 40 years. And he couldn't recall a time when a Massachusetts police officer was charged with killing someone in an on-duty incident like this. He thinks the grand jury might have questioned why the officer didn't wait for backup, essentially why he created a potentially dangerous situation for himself. And Friedman says it might be that grand juries are just more willing to hold officers accountable right now.
It may be the most unusual thing is that the times have changed and the times for giving police officers a pass are over. This is an officer who shot and killed someone who didn't have a gun, who had no weapon.
Friedman says it's really unusual to have a case like this stay in state court rather than federal court because DAs work so closely with the same local police they're investigating. He called this a brave move by the DA, Marion Ryan.
What's the status of the officer now?
So as of today, Drauschke is on unpaid leave. He had been on paid leave for the last 2.5 years. The Reading police chief issued a statement saying the department has cooperated fully with the district attorney's investigation over the past 2.5 years, and the agency will continue to cooperate.
WBUR's Allie Jarmanning. Thanks a lot, Allie.
Thank you.